This is Alive with Joseph.
Celebrate Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the house of God. I'm excited that you're here. Thank you so much. We love you. We appreciate you. And we believe that you cannot remain the same again. This month, this is that month you've been waiting for. Amen. Your testimony is this month. Amen. Whether the devil likes it or not, what God has already done this month is coming into manifestation. Amen and amen. Shall we look at the scriptures this morning, still standing, as it is our tradition to read while standing, to honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Acts 28 from verse 1 to 6. Let's read together. As we're reading, I will drop off. Then you continue. Amen. Riafolo, I will stop somewhere. Then you just continue. Amen. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? Okay, let's go. 1, 2, 3, go. Now, when they had escaped, they then found out that the island was called Malta. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled the fire and made us all welcome. Because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold, but when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, but he shook it off, the creature, into the fire and suffered no harm. However, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord bless his word. Amen. I want you to walk up the five people, announce to them, I am supernatural. Say to them, I am supernatural. Please, you may be seated. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Let me begin with this word, and it is, salvation is the gift of God's grace. Amen. So salvation is not something that we prayed for and God answered. Salvation is what God answered so we all could receive it. That means there was nothing we did. We were on our way to destruction. Jesus came and rescued us from destruction. So understand that, you know, the giver is more excited when we receive his gifts. Understand that the giver is more excited than when we receive his gift. That is, God the giver is more excited when you and I receive the gift that he has given to us. God is more interested with you eating from the table than you bringing something to the table. That is why he is called El Shaddai, the double-breasted God. He is more interested in you taking from him as much as he delights in you giving to him. So salvation is not a response to prayer. You didn't pray salvation to be. You didn't move God to the cross. Never forget that. Salvation is not a response to prayer. You and I did not move God to the cross. We didn't pray him, you know, we didn't pray salvation into manifestation. His love for humanity, his love for mankind moved him to the cross. So when you got born again, what happened was you received what he was moved to the cross to do. You receive what he was moved to the cross to do. That is to say, when you get born again, what he was moved to the cross to do, which was salvation, your salvation, my salvation, that is what you receive. And the best thing for you to do as a believer is to respond to what God has already done. That is the best thing that you and I can do. And the best way to respond to what he has done is to receive what he has done. Is to receive what he has done. That is the best way you and I can respond to what God has done. Romans chapter 12 verse 1 puts it this way. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. The key factor or the key word there is by the mercies of God. So that means the only way you can present your body as a living sacrifice, the only way you can present your body as a sacrifice that is holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, is by the mercies of God. When his mercy is absent, there is no way you and I can be able to present our bodies as a living sacrifice that is acceptable before before him. So what you have to give to him, he has first of all given to you. Whatever you give to God right now, or whatever you have to give to him, he first of all supplies to you so that you can take what he has supplied to you and give it back to him. Whatever you give to him, what he has supplied, you take what he has supplied, you're able to give it back to him. Because on your own, there is nothing in you that you can give to him. We had no life to give to him. We had nothing to give to him. The Bible said that we were dead in sins and trespasses. So we had no life. We had nothing to give to him. Whatever we are giving to him is what he has supplied to us. And by that supply, we are able to give back to him. Let's give Jesus praise this morning. Let's give Jesus praise. Amen. Now, the Message translation puts Romans 12 verse 1 like this. It says, so here is what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Did you see that? Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do. So the best thing you and I can do for God is to embrace what God has done for us. That is the best thing we can do. The best thing you can do for God is to embrace what he has done. It is through salvation that we get to receive in time what, you know, he chose before time began. It is in salvation that we get to receive in time what he chose before time began. Remember, Jesus is the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. So in the place of salvation, we're able to receive in time what God chose before time began. It is through salvation we receive in time what he did in eternity. In salvation, we receive in time what God did in eternity. What God did in eternity. Listen, friends, understand this, never forget. God doesn't love you because Jesus died for you. Jesus died for you as an expression of the love of God. God doesn't love you because Jesus died for you. No way. He died for you. Jesus died for you as an expression of the love of God. That is, you were chosen to accept him. Oh, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You were chosen to accept him. He chose you to accept. You didn't choose to accept him. He chose you to accept him. You didn't choose him for him to accept you. He chose you for you to accept him. And do you know that the death of Jesus on the cross was actually a manifestation of what God has done in eternity? 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 says, who has saved us, who has saved us, past tense, and called us with a holy calling. My friend, your calling in Christianity is a holy calling. I didn't hear your amen. I say your calling is a holy calling. He said, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Before time began, he chose us in eternity. We were chosen so that we can accept him. We were chosen so that we can accept him. The same 2 Timothy, when you look at verse 10, chapter 1, verse 10, it now says, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who had abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Through the gospel. Everything is through the gospel. So when Jesus died on the cross, it was a manifestation of what God has done in eternity. When Jesus died on the cross, it was a manifestation of what God has done in eternity. When you look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. In Christ there, the in Christ there simply means something God had secured before time began. In Christ there, who had blessed us with every blessing in heavenly places in Christ. That in Christ there simply means what God had secured before time began. The same Ephesians, when you read further, verse 4 now says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So you were chosen. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world. He chose us in him. You were chosen to accept him. First Peter, let me prove it further. First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 now says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He chose you, and after choosing, he called you out of darkness. You couldn't have been able to call yourself out of darkness. You don't have what it takes to call yourself out of darkness. After choosing you, he called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I declare, now that you are in light, shine in the name of Jesus. I say, shine in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Friends, do you know that, you know, biological child and adopted child is not the same? Are you aware of that? Biological child and an adopted child, they are not the same. With biological child, your parents didn't have a choice. Your parents didn't have a choice. They didn't have a choice. They met, and, you know, a boy appeared. They had no choice. We accept a boy. A girl appeared. They had no choice. They accepted a girl. But with an adopted child, the parent took their time to choose the child they wanted. They chose the child. You didn't know that. You don't have a choice as a biological child. You had no choice. Your parents had no choice, rather. When they gave birth to you, whatever came out, forget even now that technology, we're trying to check if it's a boy or a girl. Even if it's a boy with a big head, they have no choice. They have to accept the big head like that. Whether it's a girl with a big head, they don't have any choice. But with an adopted child, they go in the midst of the children. They go and choose. Okay, we like this one. We choose this one. We go through the legal process to make this one our child, to make this one our own, to give this one the privileges of being our child. That is the difference. Biological children have no choice, but adopted were chosen. And the Bible tells us that we were adopted, which means God took his time to choose us. Paul had to use that analogy to describe what happened in salvation. In Romans chapter 8 verse 15, he said, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. That is to say, you were adopted. God chose you. And he chose you so that you can be his child, so that you can call him Father. He chose you to call him Father. Give this God your praise this morning. Please, please celebrate Jesus. Please say, thank you, Jesus. You were chosen. He said, we received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. And in the cultural times, when this scripture was written, you can't disown your adopted child, but you can disown your biological child. I even checked it up, you know, concerning South Africa as well. Even in our law, for you to disown the adopted child, you go through serious legal process. In fact, they've made it so difficult that you will never disown an adopted child. You can't wake up and just say, I don't do it again. I don't want it again. No, no, no. You chose this one. You stay with him or her forever. Amen. And the times Paul wrote this, at that moment, in that culture, that time, you cannot disown an adopted child. You can disown your biological child. So the Apostle Paul was simply using this analogy, telling you and I that God cannot disown you. Why? Because he chose you. He cannot disown you. He chose you. He chose you for himself. He looked at every other thing, every other person, and decided to choose you to accept him. Lift your voice, thunder, he chose me to accept him. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 to 9. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 to 9. That is why when it comes to adoption, the process is lengthy. Very lengthy process. Very lengthy process. And when you finish it, you wake up and say, I'm not doing that. Thank you. You chose this one. We didn't bring it this person for you. You chose this one. Stay with this person. So God is stuck with you forever. I said, God is stuck with you forever. Whether he doesn't want to do it again or not, it's not your business. You chose me. I was on my own, heading towards destruction. You came and chose me. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Let's read the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 to 9. Let's read together at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3, go. He embraced all. Oh. Did you see what I saw? Are you sure you saw what I saw? He embraced. Not you embraced him. No. He embraced us. Let's read it again. 1, 2, 3, go. He embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He died. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Let's pause there and think. He did all of this on his own. He said, the Bible said, your life was, let me describe your life in case you forgot what your life was like. He said, he took your sin-dead life. That was your life. Sin-dead life and made you alive in Christ. And the Bible said, he did all this on his own with no help from you. No contribution from you. It wasn't stuck there. You bring your own contribution, I bring my own, then we collect together. No. He with no help from you. Can we now read? Continue to read? At the count of three, 1, 2, 3, go. Then he picked. Let's go from there. Then he picked us up and set us down in highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we done the whole thing. Let's give Jesus praise this morning, please. Please give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. It's all his idea from start to finish. From start to finish. He didn't need your help. He didn't need your input. He made you a receiver, not a contributor. He made you a receiver. You had not. What were you going to bring to the table for him? You had nothing to bring. What were you going to bring to the table? It's like Elon Musk invites you to his table and you say, I'm coming with my potato salad. Which potato salad? What potato salad will you be able to bring that will be able to fit on Elon Musk's table? Amen. That one is even not even comparison, but let's use that as the wealthiest man on the planet Earth invites you to dinner and you're coming with your scaffolding potato salad. He looks at, he tells his security, please collect that thing because we don't know what he has put inside. Amen. And that's what he said. We had no input from start to finish. There was no contribution. We were not a contributor. We are just a receiver. Something was implanted into you when you received salvation. Something entered you when you got born again, when you got saved. You are not regular anymore. You are not an ordinary being anymore. How do I know that? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 now says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives, can you see, and abides forever. So the Spirit of God has come on the inside of you via the gospel, via salvation. You are now a carrier of the Spirit of the living God. The Son is the Father in the flesh, and the Spirit is the Father in the believer. The Father now lives in you as the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So that means, friends, you as a believer, you are an extraordinary human being. You are supernatural. That means when we put you side by side with a non-believer, you have supernatural advantage. There should be no comparison between you and non-believer. There should be no comparison at all. There is something called the supernatural living on the inside of you as a believer. You are not a living soul. You are a life-giving spirit. You're not a living soul. You're a life-giving spirit. That means anywhere you enter, things must come alive again. Nothing has any right to die in your hands anymore. Your business shouldn't die in your hands. Your family shouldn't die in your hands. Your career should not die in your hands. Why? You are a life-giving spirit. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Give the Lord your praise this morning. And I declare whatever is dead and buried in your life, I declare right now by the life-giving spirit on the inside of you, let that thing come back to life in the name of Jesus. Let it resurrect in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise one more time. Hallelujah. So anything that is dead should come to life because you have the life-giving spirit. The entourage of heaven moves with you everywhere you go. You have the DNA of God on the inside of you. You are not from your father's side anymore. Neither are you from your mother's side. No, you are on the Lord's side. You are on the Lord's side. They say people from your father's side never live long. Not you, minus you. Why? Because now you are on the Lord's side. And because you're on the Lord's side with long life, he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. Give the Lord your praise one more time. Oh, they say people from your mother's side never do well, minus you, because you're no longer from your mother's side. You are now on the Lord's side. Who is on the Lord's side this morning? Who is on the Lord's side? Give the Lord your praise if you're on the Lord's side this morning. That is where you are. Child of God, understand this. That is where you are. That is where you are. Now that you're born again, you're on the Lord's side. You are no longer regular. You are no longer a regular person. You are supernatural. You may not feel supernatural. You are still supernatural. Because supernatural is not a feeling. It is a knowing. Supernatural is not goosebumps. Oh, I just feel it now. No, you don't feel it. Supernatural is a knowing. That is why the Apostle Paul kept talking about that you may know, that you may know, that you may know. Because knowing is the key. Know who you are on a bad day. Know who you are on a good day. Know who you are on your worst days. Know you are still carrying the supernatural. On your best days, know you are still carrying the supernatural. Nudge your neighbor and tell them you are supernatural. That's who you are. That's who you are. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that this morning. He is God in creation, Son in redemption. He is the Spirit in regeneration. And you carry that Spirit, that life-giving Spirit. The very life of the Spirit is on the inside of you. That is why you and I must pay attention to the supernatural, because whatever you pay attention to gives you direction. You are what you constantly behold. What you constantly behold, you become, you become, you become. The book of Colossians actually puts it this way. Colossians 3 verse 2. Set your mind on things above, not on the things on the earth. That means your mind can be set. Set your mind on things above. Position. It means position your mind on things above. David, one time, he brought his soul to a meeting. He sat his soul down and began to speak to his soul. Psalm 42 verse 11. He said, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you cast down? He started addressing his soul. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, my soul, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. He sat his soul down, began to speak to his soul. Sometimes you need to speak to your soul. You need to speak to your soul. Remind yourself, you are not a renovation. You are a new man in Christ. Remind yourself, you are not a renovation. You are a new creation. Remind yourself, you are a brand new creature. The life of God flows on the inside of you. Nothing dies in my hands anymore. Remind yourself, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Nothing is against me. All things are working together for my own good. I am irrevocably blessed. I am powerfully helped by God. I am the healed. I am the head and not the tail. I am the first and not the last. Ah, God is for me. The devil cannot be against me. Even if he's against me, he can never succeed. God loves me more than the devil hates me. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Stop glorifying, you know, actually the enemies hate me. Let them hate you for all I care less. As long as God loves you, the hatred of the wicked cannot stop you from becoming all that God has called you to be. And I prophesy, become in the name of Jesus. I said, become in the name of Jesus. Become all that God has ordained for you in this season to be in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise this morning. Give Jesus your praise. That's who you are. 1 Corinthians 2:12 now says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Things given to you. That we may know, we might know. So what is the purpose of the supernatural? The purpose of the supernatural is so that you may know what has been freely given to you. And you become. You know and become. You know that you are the head and not the tail. You become. You know that you are the healed. You become. You know that you are irrevocably blessed. You become. Ah, you know that you are the first and not the last. You become. You know and become. Know and become. For as many have received him, to them gave he power to become. Power to become. Friends, you have the power to become. Stop being less. He has given you power to become the next CEO of that organization. Hey! When you know, you become. The reason many don't become is they don't know. They know not, neither would they understand. They walk in darkness. And they are roaming around because they don't know. They walk in darkness. The foundations are out of course because they don't know. Oh, give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So it's to know what I've been freely given to you. You know to become. When you become, you do. If you don't know, you cannot be. And when you cannot be, you cannot do. You know your God first. For they that know their God shall be strong. You cannot be strong if you don't know. Put that scripture on the screen for me quickly. Book of Daniel. Put it on the screen for me. They that know their God shall be strong. They shall do exploits. Keywords there. Know. K-N-O-W. B. B-E. Do. D-O. Thank you. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall lead corrupt by flattery. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Many want to do exploits, but they are not strong. And the reason they are not strong is because they don't know. So the formula is know, be, do. Hallelujah. Know, be, do. Know, be, do. That is why Satan will do everything to block you from knowing. He doesn't mind you receiving all kinds of prophecies and phone numbers. He doesn't mind. He doesn't mind you. Keep receiving it. Keep dancing around. Oh, papa, 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 papa. If you do that around here, we'll flog you. Sean, we'll flog you. Do papa. You know, Uri, papa, papa, it's true, papa, papa. What's your problem? I'm calling small boy, papa. Don't call me papa. I'm not papa. Don't do that. Don't papa me, please. When did I, when, that's an old man's name, Papa Ken. I'm Pastor Joseph. Don't papa me. I know there are some of my children who will call me papa, that's fine. But, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the devil will do everything for you not to know. Because he knows when you know, you can be. When you be, you can do. I feel like running around there. But let's just tell my notes. Hallelujah. Amen. So grow in grace. Grow in grace. No, be. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18. But grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Grow in grace and the knowledge of our Savior. Grow in grace. Grow in grace. Grow in the knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ. Then he continued in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4. He now tells us, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Come to the knowledge of the truth. That means it is possible for you to be saved and you never get to come to the knowledge of the truth. There are many believers who are saved, but they have not come to the knowledge of the truth. They have not come to the knowledge of the truth. Come. Paul is calling us, saying that God is calling us to come to the knowledge, to know. Because when you know, you can be strong. When you be strong, you can do exploits. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Please give Jesus praise this morning. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. You are born of God. You are an overcomer. Overcomer doesn't mean storms will not come. Overcomer doesn't mean battles will not show up. No, that's not what it means. It means that no matter what happens, you overcome. When the storms are raging, you overcome. When the enemy comes against you like a flood, God raises a standard against the adversary. You overcome. That no matter how they throw you inside the sea, you cannot drown. You overcome. When battles rage, after a while, the battles will have no choice but to cease. Why? Because you are born of God. You are born to overcome. Listen, friends, salvation is not smooth sailing. People say, you know, since I got born again, things have not gotten better. Ah, born again is enlisting for war. They didn't tell you. Okay, let me tell you. The day you said, I'm not born again, you just enlisted. From that very moment, you have a target on your head. They didn't tell you. Oh, okay, newsflash, free of charge. You have a target on your head. Back of your head, you have a target. Front of it, anywhere you're going, you have a target. In fact, everything, the day you got born again, everything is working so hard to frustrate you. But that's where now you understand I overcome. When the enemy comes to frustrate me, at the end, I overcome. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. So that means the request in your prayer card has not come to pass in the first half of the year. The second half of the year, you write them again. Because I overcome. I overcome. Regardless of what happens, the bad news comes, I will still be singing. I will still be dancing before the Lord. Because I know I am born of God. And because I'm born of God, I overcome. And the victory that overcomes is my faith. My faith overcomes. You look at the prayer card, it's now the second half of the year. We are in the last month of the first half. It has not come to pass. You're crying, you know, all my prayer requests, nothing has come to pass. That is why it's not coming to pass. Take it and write it again. Repeat, write it again. Hallelujah. Write it again. The second half of the year, write those requests again. Stay on it, not moving, not wavering. You insist on the supernatural to manifest on that request. Insist. Listen, when a child fails a class, doesn't the child repeat? You repeat now. Repeat is not a bad thing. Repeat is just that, you know, and you didn't have what it takes to move forward. So now, let's see how we can patch you up so that you can... So it doesn't happen, you write it again. Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Born of God overcomes the world. Thunder, I am born of God. Therefore, I overcome. You arrive at the door is closed against you, closed before you. Knock on the door, return back tomorrow. Knock on the same door again. Return again the next day. Knock on the same door. Return again, keep knocking until the door ultimately opens for you. And because you know you already have the victory, you are not going to sit back and begin to sing whatever is going to be is going to be. No. Whatever is going to be must be because you are making it be. Because you are going to make it be. Hallelujah. And how do you make it be? Wake up every morning, 5 a.m., join the morning prayers. You can drive down, drive to the building. You cannot drive. Stay online, log in, pray, declare with power every declaration. Declare with power every prayer point. After speaking, be strengthened in faith. Keep moving, not looking back. Keep moving. Child of God, you are destined to overcome. When life throws you in the water, your lifeguard is already waiting for you. When life throws you inside the fire, the fourth man is right there in the midst of the fire. You will not even perceive the smell of the fire. The smell will not be perceived on your skin. Why? Because the fourth man will always bear you up on his wings, lest you dash your foot against the stone. I don't know who you are. Whatever it is that have troubled you and brought you pain, in the name of our Lord Jesus, it will expire with the first half of the year. In the name of Jesus. That thing will expire this month. In the name of Jesus. Your victory days are here. In the name of Jesus. Celebrate the Lord if you believe that this morning. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. He didn't walk. Overcome. He didn't walk last time. Do it again. Do it again. Let them send you to the prison. You can't stay there because there is something in you that keeps calling you to the palace. They put you in prison, but the prison is saying, this person you brought here, this is not his abode. Something in the palace is calling you. I don't know who you are. I welcome you to your palace in the name of Jesus. As I call you to your palace in the name of Jesus. Let Potiphar's wife accuse you. The accusation becomes an announcement to the next level. Why? God knows how to turn things around for your own good, because you are born of God. Thunder, I always win. Declare, say, I always win. The reason you always win is because we have already won in Christ. Nothing can stop your winning. You are destined to win, programmed to win. You are created to win. Hey, look at your neighbor, nudge them, maybe tell them you are created to win. As I close, returning back to our text quickly, as I close here, the text began by saying, now when they had escaped, they found out that the island was called Malta. Some translation will say Melita, but it's the same. And the natives showed us unusual kindness. I declare, as we step into the new week, receive unusual kindness in the name of Jesus. I say, people will show you unusual kindness in the name of Jesus. In this new week we are stepping into, in the name of our Lord, as we step into the week, I prophesy, receive unusual kindness in the name of Jesus. In business, receive unusual kindness in the name of Jesus. Over your job, your work, receive unusual kindness in the name of Jesus. Strangers will show you unusual kindness this week in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that this morning. People will show you unusual kindness. They will look at you and favor you. I said they will look at you and favor you. They will look at you and favor you. The people that has the capacity to help you, they will look at you and they will rise to help you in the name of Jesus. The people that have the capacity to enthrone you, I pray for you. I hope you're receiving it. They will look at you and they will enthrone you this week in the name of Jesus. They will enthrone you this week in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So they showed us unusual kindness. Ha! As we go back, let me read now from verse 3 to 5. It says, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fasting on his hands. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hands, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. And he shook up the beast into the fire and felt no harm. He shook it off. Thunder, I shake 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 it off. Pastor, you know, but you don't know, there's nobody trying to help me. Shake it off. Pastor, they are unjust. They have unjustly fired me from my workplace. It is now 5 years since they fire you. You are still complaining. My friend, it is time to shake it off. Shake it off. Thunder, I shake it off. Oh, pastor, if you know what happened to me when I was growing up, now you're 35 years. You're still talking about what happened to when you were growing up. My friend, shake it off. Thunder, I shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Oh, pastor, he left me. You know, you didn't know. All the investment I invested in him. I was washing his clothes. Who sent you to do that one anyway? But let's move on. You left your house. You moved into his house. Are you normal? What are you doing in his house? Amen. Oh, Jesus. Pastor, you don't understand. He left me after everything I've done for him. Shake it off. Shake it off. He's not the only man alive. Shake it off. As I said in the first service, there is First John, there is Second John, there is Third John. If First John go, Second John is waiting for you. If Second John go, Third John is waiting for you. And if all the John finishes, there is Peter, First Peter, Second Peter. My friend, there is First Timothy, Second Timothy. What are you waiting for? Shake it off. Thunder, I shake it off. Yes, shake it off. The doctor say you have fibroid. Shake it off. They say you have cancer cells. Shake it off. They say people like you never rise to anything. Shake it off. They look at you and say you will never grow in life. Shake it off. Who has the final say? The Almighty God has the final say. Let God be true and let every man be a liar. Thunder, I shake it off. Hey! Shake it off. Don't bow to what has come against you. Stand in faith and shake it off. Shake it off. I came to tell you the supernatural is within you. But pastor, how do I shake it off? I'm glad you ask. Wake up in the morning. Log into the morning prayers. Speak to yourself. Build up yourself in your most holy faith by praying in the spirit. How do you shake it off? Set your mind on the things above. Set your mind on the things above. Tell yourself, I'm tired of hiding in the dark, doing what I'm not supposed to do. I shake off this addiction. This addiction will no longer keep me down. No. I'm bigger than this now. I'm bigger than these little foxes that keeps on eating up the vine. I'm bigger than this sin. What is it? Grow up. Shake it off. Shake it off. You can't be dealing with the same thing over and over and over. Now you're born again, 10 years born again. You're still fighting the same issue. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake off that addiction. Shake it off. Hallelujah. Thunder, I shake it off. Thunder, I shake it off. So set your mind on things above. Lay hands on yourself and shake it off. Hayana marada. To speak to yourself. Why are you downcast, oh my soul? Why are you downcast? Why are you downcast? Why? Hope in God. Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Give Jesus your praise this morning. Shake it off. Shake it off. Every time Satan reminds you of your past, shake it off. Every time he brings the shame of the past, what will you do? Oh, you're getting there. Every time he brings the pain of the past, what will you do, friends? What will you do, friends? Every time Satan reminds you that you can never become, what will you do? You shake it off. Shake it off. And the Bible said in verse 6, however, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall dead. But after they looked for a long time, they saw no harm. They changed their mind. I don't know what it is. They have been waiting to hear that you have failed. They have been waiting to hear that you have failed woefully. But I came to declare, they will wait forever in the name of Jesus. Oh, they have just signed a long lease of waiting. They will wait forever in the name of Jesus. Every news they hear of you, it shall be glorious things in the name of Jesus. Didn't the Bible say glorious things are spoken of you, O Zion? Every time they hear of you, it shall be glorious things that is spoken of you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hey! He said they waited, they changed their mind. I don't know who that is for. They will change their mind in the name of Jesus. No, they have changed their mind in the name of Jesus. I said they have changed their mind in the name of Jesus. Those who predicted your death and doom, they have changed their mind in the name of Jesus. The same people who declared your death, I announced this morning, they have changed their mind in the name of Jesus. I said they have changed their mind in the name of Jesus. Let me have the ball. Hallelujah. You're a bounce back child. You didn't hear me. Thank you so much. You're a bounce back child. Oh, you didn't hear me. Hey, see, I'm dancing. I'm dancing in 5D. Because I know you're a bounce back child. Ha, yeah. Bible said they changed their mind. You know how many times people have changed their mind about me? We have just started. Oh, they will keep changing their mind. Some say this will never last. Some say my marriage will never last. 22 years. Oh, they said the church will shut down. The person stood and said, this church will close. You be God, you know, be man, no. Down the line, they've changed their mind. They are waiting. You're a bounce back child, my friend. Not look at your neighbor, tell them I am a bounce back child. Hey! They will change their mind in the name of Jesus. They are waiting to watch you cry. I announce over you, they will change their mind. They will come and see you celebrating in the name of Jesus. They will watch you rejoice in the name of Jesus. They will watch you celebrate in the name of Jesus. They will watch you celebrate in the name of Jesus. Listen, the harder you fall, the higher you rise in the name of Jesus. Listen, when you bounce a ball, the harder it goes on the ground, the higher it rises. Look at this. Can you see? Can you see? The harder, if I throw it like this, you see, it doesn't go anywhere. I throw like this, doesn't. But when the harder you throw the ball on the ground, thinking that the ball will collapse, what happens to the ball? It goes higher. They've thrown you like this, hoping that you will fall and never rise, but they didn't know why they were throwing you harder. They were propelling you to go higher. I declare, go higher in the name of Jesus. I say, go higher in the name of Jesus. In that office, go higher in the name of Jesus. I say, go higher in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise. Celebrate the Lord. Listen to me, friends. Your last fall was particularly hard. Neighbors and even neighboring countries heard it. They heard it in Mozambique. They heard it in Zambia. They heard it in Zimbabwe. They heard it in Malawi. They heard it in Kenya. They heard it all over. But can I announce to you, the same way they heard your falling, I announce and I declare, that is how they will hear your rise in the name of Jesus. Neighbors will hear your rise in the name of Jesus. Neighboring countries will hear your rise in the name of Jesus. They heard you fall so hard, they will hear you rise so hard in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise. Hey. They waited. Is that not that Alive Church? We are waiting. It will soon pass over. But that devil is a bastard. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes. They waited. What they are seeing is you rising higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. For the path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. There will never be a better yesterday for you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. There will never be a better yesterday for you in the name of Jesus. Every day shall be from glory to glory. I say it's your season of glory to glory. Greater glory, receive it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. Let's rise on our feet and let's go home. Ha! Lift your voice and begin to celebrate the Lord. Lord will give you praise.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.